Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Benjamin, thanks again for volunteering to lead the pottery class on Friday. I see that the event is at maximum capacity. That's really impressive, since we've never tried anything like this before.
Right, there was a lot of interest in it. I hope that after taking part in the class, customers will buy all of their art supplies from our store. The class is a great way to get them started on this hobby.
Exactly. And a delivery of some clay arrived this morning. I'll unload the boxes and put the goods on display.
Number 32. What is scheduled for Friday? Number 33. What does the man expect? Number 34. What does the woman plan to do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Daniel, I got a call from Ms. Blair this morning. We're working on the renovations at her house on Tulsa Avenue. She's just viewed the completed bathroom for the first time, and she's disappointed with the work. She says the cabinets are crooked.
I wonder what happened. We had an experienced work crew assigned to that project. I'll go to the site in person to check the work.
All right. I'll let Ms. Blair know that you're on your way.
Number 35. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does the man plan to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
All right, Miss Foster, I've finished cutting and styling your hair.
Thanks. Actually, I have a quick question. I'm wondering if you have some advice for dealing with dry and brittle hair?
I was going to mention that. I suggest trying a deep moisturising treatment once a week. I've got a few samples of the one we recommend. Here they are. Try those and see if that solves the problem.
Thanks. I guess I'll see you next time then.
Great. And don't forget to check that we have the right phone number and address on file for you.
Number 38. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 39. What does the man give to the woman? Number 40. What does the man remind the woman to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Belinda, did you read in the company newsletter that the company has hired a new sales specialist for the Northern Region? Her name is Dana Wesley.
I haven't even had time to look at that. I was busy all last week running the booth at the design trade show.
Oh, that's right. Well, she has 2 decades of experience in fashion, so that's perfect for our needs. Actually, I've got a meeting with her this afternoon. Would you like to come along?
Thanks, but I'm presenting the new fall collection to a client at 4, so I have to prepare for that.
Number 41. What was the woman busy doing last week? Number 42. What does the man say about Ms. Wesley? Number 43. What does the woman plan to do at 4 o'clock? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Leo. I love the new location of our flower shop, but we're getting a lot more direct sunlight than before.
Yes, our large display windows are facing south, so they're in the sun all day.
That's what I'm worried about. If it's really bright in here, that can actually be bad for the flowers. Some of them have delicate petals. We'll have to buy an electric drill so we can put up a curtain rod.
We won't have to spend anything. I've just done a few projects at my house.
Number 44. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 45. Why is the woman worried? Number 46. What does the man suggest when he says,
"I've just done a few projects at my house"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, I'm interested in buying the new G7 hand mixer from Callahan Appliances, but it seems like it's sold out. I don't see any boxes on the shelf near the sign.
I'm a new employee, but I'm sure my colleague can check on that for you. Ms. Griffin?
Let me look it up on our inventory system. You're right. We've sold the last H7 hand mixer. And actually, the product will be discontinued.
Oh, that's a shame. I really wanted that particular one.
Well, we still have the display model. I could sell that to you at a discounted rate since it doesn't have an original package box. That means it's a final sale.
Number 47. What type of product is being discussed? Number 48. What problem does the man mention? Number 49. Why is a discount offered to the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Hannah, I'm assembling the side tables for our bedroom furniture collection. Could you give me a hand?
Sorry, but I've never put those together before.
Don't worry. I actually just need you to grab the toolbox from the staff room. I think it's in the cupboard in the corner.
Oh, sure. No problem. It sounds like a very good idea to set up these side tables right beside the bed. They are perfectly matched with the bed frames we have. Their designs will attract more customers this season, and they are expected to be a bestseller.
Number 50. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 51. Why does the woman initially say she cannot help the man? Number 52. What does the woman mention about an item? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Eduardo, I saw that you were passing out flyers earlier. What are they for?
Hi, Arav. My choir is holding a concert to raise money for the community center. It's this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Primrose Theater.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Eduardo, why don't we post this event on the department board in the employee break room? If we have more than 10 people, we can use the company van.
That would be great, Arav. I'll get that organized.
Oh, there's Wendy. I know she really enjoys classical music. Wendy, do you want to go to Eduardo's choir concert this Friday?
I'd love to, but I have to go to San Diego to interview the regional manager candidates.
Number 53. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 54. What is Eduardo advised to do? Number 55. Why will the woman travel to San Diego? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Roberta and I work for Willow Landscaping. I'm calling to tell you about our landscaping service for commercial clients.
I might be interested in that. We've started having more client meetings here at our office, so we want to make a good first impression when people arrive.
We can definitely help you with that. We can mow the grass, trim trees and bushes, and of course clear away any debris. If needed, we'll also design a flower garden for your property.
That sounds promising. Could you send some photos of work that you've done at other sites?
Number 56. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 57. What does the man mention about his business? Number 58. What does the man ask for? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Good morning, Ms. Fowler. This is Brian Meacham calling from Premium Realty. The hiring committee thought you were the best candidate for the position at our Albany branch, so I'd like to formally offer you the job.
Thank you very much. I'm actually considering positions with a few different places, so I need some time to think it over.
Well, two employees are retiring on Friday.
I see. I'll get back to you as soon as possible, then.
Thanks. And remember, you won't need to use your own car. Each employee is given one for work use. Number 59. What kind of business is the man calling from? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says, two employees are retiring on Friday? Number 61. According to the man, what does the company provide to employees? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Audrey, I'd like to talk to you about the article review process. I don't think we have the steps in the most efficient order, so there is a lot of time wasted on unnecessary tasks.
I was thinking the same thing. There are usually a lot of changes after the senior level editing, so most of the fact-checking is done for information that gets deleted. We should move the fact-checking to a later step.
Exactly. I'm glad we're on the same page. So should we make the change right away?
Yes, let's do that.
All right. I'll put up a notice on our company website to inform people.
Thank you.
Number 62. Why do the speakers want to adjust a process? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which step do the speakers decide to move to later in the process? Number 64. What does the man say he will do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan. Stonewall Convention Center, how may I assist you?
Hello, I'm planning a demonstration of my company's new smartphone. I'm interested in renting the Olive Room for July 10th.
All right, let's see. It looks like the Olive Room is already booked for that day. We do have the Sage Room available. It's more expensive, but it's also right near the lobby, which is convenient.
That'll work for us. Also, do you offer any printing services at your site?
Unfortunately, we don't. However, I can give you the number for Universe Printing. They only use recycled paper for their projects, so it's good for the environment. Number 65. What type of event is the woman planning? Number 66. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman most likely pay for the event venue? Number 67. What does the man say about universe printing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and bar graph.
Patrick, don't forget that we need to order the new factory equipment today. Mr. Lee wanted to go with the Burkholz brand, but the Templeton brand is much more efficient.
But it's more expensive as well. We need a strong argument to convince him to approve the additional funds.
Well, if you look at the productivity of the Austin branch, you'll see they had their best month of production when they first installed these machines. I'd like to discuss that month's activity with him.
Okay, and we should print extra copies of the reports so he can easily refer to them.
Good idea. I can take care of that now.
Number 68. What do the speakers plan to do today? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which month will the speakers talk about with Mr. Lee? Number 70. What does the man suggest?